Christian Design makes Oakley Sunwear a standout when looking for durable and functional sunglasses. Oakley prides themselves on the high quality of their lenses, their UV protection, impact protection, and the construction of their frames, each component adding up to produce one clear, sharp image, no matter what the conditions. Penn Central Eye Clinic in Oskaloosa has just received an update to their Oakley inventory, so now's your chance to find your perfect fit and join the Oakley Fan Club. Stop in and see them at the Penn Central Mall. Penn Central Eye Clinic, Oskaloosa.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety.
I'm here, Jason and Joe, in a box.
Check out largest fresh produce department featuring locally grown seasonal produce as well as your favorite cut fruits and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Welcome back, everyone. The 1-8. Quarterfinals are about complete here from Wells Fargo Arena. We're going to move to the 3A semis. That's right, the semifinals. And these matches will determine who will be wrestling on finals night tomorrow night, along with our 3A second-round consolations. But right now, Joe Millage is caught up with one of the guys that's responsible for what goes on in those mats down there, and he's not wearing a singlet.
No, it's the guy we affectionately call Terpstra out on the mat. Can you guys still hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Well, first of all, I don't know how many years you've been doing this, but it's been a few.
39.
39 years at state?
No, total. This will be my 16th state tournament.
So, I'm sorry, how many state tournaments?
16.
And, you know, our own Joe Sinclair gives you every once in a while, but you should give him a little bit back.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sinclair should come to one of our rules meetings, one of our wrestling clinics sometimes, teach him a little bit about wrestling, sportsmanship, you know, and how it's done right.
Tell him I like the speed of his back points. He's doing really good on that today, and that is a compliment.
Well, he's complimenting you. But real quick, what are you seeing out there today? A lot of cautions, pretty clean matches?
I'll tell you what, the competition level has been good so far, but we're heading into this semifinal round, and the intensity is going to step up a little. So all the listeners on 96.7, stay tuned, because the competition level is about to go up and the intensity heat up. I'm sure the announcers will be excited. We appreciate KIIC for all their coverage of high school wrestling.
We appreciate you, and when you're done with this, maybe you can come help us in the booth sometime.
Oh, I'd love that, because, you know, it's no doubt Sinclair does need a little help.
All right, back to you guys.
All right, that interview brought to you by Quality Ag and Ron Terpstra, one of the fun guys, one of the good guys in the business.
You know, it's kind of funny because I've had the opportunity. He was an official when I was wrestling, and then as a coach, you know, I've got to know him from that side of things. But I've always kind of teased him as a wrestler when he was. This was, you know, we'll say 20 some years ago. We nicknamed him Pretty Boy.
Really?
Now, I didn't want to tell Joe, hey, make sure you call him Pretty Boy. We'll maybe make sure the tournament's over before we call him Pretty Boy. But we always used to call him Pretty Boy. Way back then, he'd be on the mat, he'd pull out his comb, and he'd comb his hair.
Is
so we
right?
called him Pretty Boy.
Folks listening in on 96.7, in case you're wondering.
They called you Pretty Boy. Is that true?
Oh, well, there's no wrestling action going on right now, folks. You're not missing any wrestling. We're going to bring you all the action
Hawkeye
on 96.7.
Football fans might be interested in this one. Levi Polson, one of the twins. One of the twin big boys will be plowing the road for the Hawkeye football team next year. He is trailing 3-2 here. Polson, 23-1 at the 285 weight class, taking on Luke Worden of Belmont Clemmie.
Which, that's kind of an interesting deal, too, because their 220-pounder from Woodbury is also a qualifier. But Levi and his brother, they would take turns wrestling. And both of them are qualified. So I don't know what they do. I don't know if they just, if their dad says, hey, we're going to go out and have a fist fight and determine who's going to go to the state tournament. I mean, I don't know how they decided it. But Levi has been the one that kind of stepped up. But I looked at his brother. I can't think, is it? It starts with an L, too, I think.
Yeah, Logan.
Logan.
Or Landon. Is it Logan or Landon?
Something like that.
But, something with an L.
But his record was right there at like 25-1. I mean, right in there, too. I mean, both quality
kids. You know the
kids.
Winner in that household is the mother that can prepare the food for two
he
twins.
He just took the lead 6-4 with a takedown there. That's Paulson on top now, 6-4 over Warden. And there's only 44 seconds left in that match. That's the only match still going right now. There was a match there between Jacob Giese and Skyler Popham from Clarksville. And it looks like
Popham
popped him.
Well, Giese is the individual that beat Brock Cavendish. And Giese just one match away from the finals.
No, Giese got pinned there. Popham, oh, okay. Popham popped him.
Popham popped him.
In overtime.
Yeah, it was a pin in overtime.
So Paulson, hopefully, can hang on to the win here. 30 seconds left. Or actually 10 seconds left. 6-4 lead.
They'll clear these mats off and get ready for Class 3A.
So I think Iowa's pretty excited to have him come be part of the program.
Absolutely. Big boy.
He will be a semifinalist for Mobile Woodbury Central.
That's gentlemen, as they get ready, they're going to clean these mats off. We're going to move right into 106 here. Into 3A, the semifinals, and the consolation semifinals. And we'll take a quick timeout, come right back, move right into 3A coverage. So stay right here. We're going to set up the finals for tomorrow night in 3A when we come back.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Sennett Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Sennett Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Hi, this is Mary Little with Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles, Iowa. We're proud to sponsor the Abia Blue Demon Wrestling Team, and we're proud that they made it to state this year. We're bringing you two great shows. April 11th, Trailer Choir featuring Vincent Hickerson of Season 12, The Biggest Loser. Come on out and check out his amazing transformation. We're also bringing you Danny Grouse, Iowa's favorite band. Go to redtrucktickets.com to get your tickets now for $10 in advance. June 13th, we're bringing you our third annual Flashback to the 80s Fest featuring the following tribute bands: Night Train, AC/DC, Motley Crue, Kiss, and U2. You can call 515-333-4628 or 515-783-6772 and get those early 80s pricing tickets at $15 apiece. Go Big Blue!
Last night I dreamed of
my new yoga studio,
a car,
a treehouse.
It was the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we can turn to one place to protect them: American Family Insurance. Our agents can help make sure you have the coverage needed, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Contact the Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa at 641-673-8965.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Titan Machinery and Pella has the right combine for you, offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models. The Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery and Pella today for more details.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
3A consolation, third round, and the semifinals to set up our finals for tomorrow night are underway at 106. Alec Clark in the consolation taking on Zach Price of Johnston. And Clark gets taken down right away and trails here 2-0.
2-1, immediately got an escape right there.
This is...
He's got lots of action going on in the semifinals of 106. You've got Jacob Allison versus Gage Perrin of Southeast Polk. He leads 2-0. And then you've got McGuire Midkiff of Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson versus Brody Teske of Fort Dodge. And this Brody Teske is a freshman, an undefeated freshman, who really hasn't been, nobody's really came close to him all year. So he's looking to close out his year as a undefeated wrestler with the opportunity to be a four-time state champion. But over here on mat number two, we got Alec Clark, 45 seconds left. He trails 2-1, trying to find an angle to take down Price. Alec's kind of signature move is he likes to get that underhook and go into what I call a far side carry. Some of it will call it a Kelly. Joe would call it a Kelly. He calls most things either Kelly or chicken wings. But he hasn't closed that gap. He's kind of staying away. Got to find a way to get a score here. I'm not sure if he wrestled Price during the season or not. Alec wrestled 113 quite a bit throughout the year.
Well, you win this contest, and I think you've no worse than a sixth place finish. So big contest here. Yep. Trying to get themselves set up for a
semifinal. The two losers of the consolation, this consolation round right here, will wrestle each other for seventh and eighth place. If you win, now you're in the consolation semifinals and still have the opportunity to go for third.
Well, Alec Clark trails here 2-1 beginning of the second period. He's going to be in the cover position here as Price, caution, I think he's going to give it to himself, the official.
Your semifinal match is 113 pounds is Austin Yant of Waverly Shell Rock versus Tristan Lahr of Fort Dodge. And the other semifinal, 113, Jack Wagner of Bettendorf versus Zane Mulder, a freshman from Dallas Center Grimes. And Zane Mulder, his grandpa, is a maintenance guy there at the high school. So I've talked a lot of him about Zane. But Zane trails 11-3. Wagner's a pretty tough opponent there. Alec Clark gives up a takedown there, a reversal. 4-1, minute 40 left. He's got to watch it here so he doesn't go to his back. He's got a leg. He needs to keep trying to come up with that leg so he doesn't go over, or at least maybe get a stalemate out of this. Price is trying to put on a cradle.
For Oskaloosa fans, Skyler DeYoung will be out momentarily as well, 126 pounds. But right now, 4-1 lead here for Zach Price of Johnston over Alec Clark of Ottumwa.
He squared up. They stopped at blood time. Price has got a bloody nose. That's a frequent thing up here.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that.
On your semifinal matches, Brody Teske and Midkiff tied up 3-3. 45 seconds left in the second period. Wagner leads Mulder 16-4, 113-pound semifinal. And Yant over Lara 3-0 at 113. And the other, Jacob Allison at 106, leads Gage Perrin by a score of 3-2.
Still all eight mats out. Folks, this to put this together, kudos to the scorekeepers for track wrestling for making this possible, for the Iowa State High School Athletic Association and all the officials that have to run these mats. These wrestlers got to be in great shape, but so do these officials.
Really a great smooth run here at the 2015 championships. The little snafu there with the internet track wrestling in the last session has been the only delay in progress.
Alec Clark to see escape, and he trails now 4-2. Zach Price of Johnston with the lead, 53 seconds to go, 4-2 lead here for Price. Alec Clark near the center of the mat.
Got a head tie right now, and it's Price with inside position. Now a little back
shot
out there by Alec. And Clark gets separation now.
He's got to get in and control those hands and find a good angle to get it tack a leg. 30 seconds left here in the second period, 4-2. Price over Clark.
A seasoned 106-pounder. You know, you don't often find juniors that are 106 pounds. So you got the capacity to stay at 106 next year, Coach?
Probably not. I know he's kind of had a tough time making it. You know, when he came in as a freshman, I had him as a freshman. I think with all of his clothes on, he'd weigh about, 88, 89 pounds right in there, 90 pounds. So he was a tiny little back then, was it three or six? I can't remember when they made that
103.
Shift. Yep. From three to six.
We're going to the third and final period here. Alec Clark trying to fight for an opportunity to get a third-place finish here, but he's going to have to come up with an escape and a takedown.
A reversal and some back points? Or
any combination to get more than 2
here.
Points.
Problem is we haven't had much success on our feet.
Trying to get the hand separate. Does get the escape. 1:50 to go. Alec Clark of Ottumwa. Zach Price, Johnston here at the 3A third-round consolation.
You know, having the opportunity to coach some of these kids, I mean, I sit up here. I mean, I want to yell. I want to scream at him because he seems tentative. You know, I like action. I like getting in there and trying to find an opportunity. But he does a nice job of defense.
Oh,
right here, he's got a front
now,
headlock. Front headlock.
Keep his.
He's
keep
got
going.
A circle around. Hook that.
Keep himself moving.
He's got a tight front headlock in. He's got to circle around. Get the
grab
leg.
That back leg.
Get the
he's
leg.
Got the leg. Now, if he can just keep moving to the left. This is a big circle.
He's got to keep.
He's got it, Coach. He's got it. He's
got
to hang on to it.
Oh, nope. They haven't given it yet.
Oh,
he's got
that
hurry.
Back leg. He's gonna. He really did a great job of circling around, then got it, but could not hang on to it, and gives it up. And now he's been taken down and
taken
in trouble getting his back.
Yeah, he's got
points.
Guy's got a three-quarter on him, getting ready to try to turn him. Now he's down 6-3 with a minute left. He's got to get moving here.
Kept turning that
he
corner,
had the
Coach.
Opportunity.
Looked like
he did.
Was right there.
But he reached up and went around the body. He needed to come around, hook that leg to guarantee that two. Just minor mistakes. Price has got a chicken wing in. He's got him fairly tight. Alec can't do a whole lot. He needs to hope for a stalemate or something to try to get out of here.
30 seconds.
Price is just hanging on. There's the
does
stalemate.
Get the stalemate. Well, get an escape and get right back at it.
Yep.
Boy, he was so close. Doggone it. Alec Clark, 106 pounds.
Your 106-pound semifinals. Allison ahead of Perrin, 4-2. Teske ahead of Midkiff, 7-4. 113-pound semifinals. Wagner's ahead of Mulder, 18-6. And Laura Fort Dodge took lead over Yant, 11-5.
Deep waist put in here on Clark. Price, Johnston trying to get the win here. Alec Clark trying to get out here, but he's got to 18 seconds and counting. It's looked like Price was trying to put the tilt on. Final 12 seconds. Alec Clark trails here. 6-3. 7 seconds and counting. Clark is going to go down to the feet, but he still has an opportunity to wrestle here. Keep moving forward, and time will expire on Alec Clark, but he will have a chance to fight for a fifth-place finish here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, I didn't see who lost that other match. I'd have to go back and look and see who he'll have to wrestle for seventh and eighth place.
Keep a close eye out here. 126 pounds. Skylar DeYoung will be out in a few minutes.
Well, your finals, 106 pounds, going to be Jacob Allison of Waukee versus Brody Teske, the freshman of Fort Dodge. And at 113, looks like it's going to be Wagner of Bettendorf versus Tristan Lara of Fort Dodge.
Well, we're going to come back and get the 126 contest and catch the wrap-up of the 120. Skylar DeYoung, Oskaloosa, going to be on the mat. And when we come back, you're listening to Iowa State High School Wrestling on your sports leader, KIC.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Semifinal action here. Skylar DeYoung of Oskaloosa, 43-1 the seniors. We're underway here at 126, trying to set up the finals for tonight, or tomorrow night. DeYoung with the win will be in the finals if he can find a way to get a win here over Jackson Gallagher. 40-7 is Gallagher of Bettendorf. Here's a deep shot in there, deep double leg. Sprawl out attempt to buy DeYoung to get out of it. Off the edge of the mat, and DeYoung's going to circle back around, but they're going to reset as they go out of bounds.
This would be a big win for DeYoung here, finding himself to get in the finals. Been ranked number two most of the year.
Well, another deep double leg attempt there by Gallagher, and this time DeYoung finds a way to whiz her out of it. Can he get out of it and off the mat? Boy, a couple of really nice shots here by Gallagher. DeYoung's had to really defend off.
One thing I've wrestled against Bettendorf quite a bit and watching them. Dan Knight does a great job at Bettendorf. They've had this success for a long time, but it seems like tell me if I'm wrong, but we'll watch, and Bettendorf will get a lead, and then they just kind of stall. I mean, they'll kind of try to ride it out, but we'll see what happens here. Hopefully DeYoung can just keep his motor going and score lots of points here and not even have to worry about it. Make the Bettendorf wrestler keep wrestling.
He's had to fight off three straight attempts here by Gallagher and avoid a takedown, and has been able to do that. 39 seconds to go here. Another double leg in there by Gallagher. Again, a sprawl out attempt there by DeYoung. And yeah, DeYoung's going to, again, DeYoung think he's going to get out of this.
Doing a nice job of sprawling out of that. Still here in the center of the mat, but
Gallagher's really brought the shot.
Gallagher's applying the pressure.
Fourth straight shot and his fourth double leg.
Well, speaking of Bettendorf, they have a wrestler in the 120-pound semifinal match, Jacob Swarm, who looks like tech-falled Eric Burnham in the second period. So maybe take back everything I said. I mean, he got the job done. Tech fall 15-0 in the second period. So Swarm will be in the finals at 3,820 pounds. And the other 120-pound semifinal is Grant Stotts, a freshman from West Des Moines Valley, going against Noah Aram of Linmar Marion.
Well, DeYoung right now will find himself with no score here, taking on Jackson Gallagher of Bettendorf. We're going to have head coach Dallas O'Brien, Southeast Warren fans. He's going to come up here and join us in the broadcast booth here in just a moment. DeYoung is going to cover to begin the second period. Stand-up attempt by Gallagher, brought back to the mat by DeYoung. DeYoung working his way up. No score here at 126 pounds.
Nice ride there by DeYoung here early on, second period, 126 pound. He's out on the front end and hips him right off the mat, and it will go back to the center of the mat with 143 left in the second period.
Well, 126 pounds. He gave him the one.
Yep,
DeYoung got a little high. Will come up over top of that arm.
They're on their feet again. A 1-0 deficit for Skylar DeYoung from Oskaloosa. It's a semifinal match here at 126 pounds.
Winner into the finals tomorrow night.
Bettendorf's Jackson Gallagher, 40 wins versus 7 losses on this season. Well, now DeYoung, a nice little inside single there by DeYoung. DeYoung with inside single. He's got his head to the inside. If he could drop off to the double, he's certain to get that takedown. He's got his hips back. He needs to get his arm through. If he can get his arm through, it'll be a takedown. He's still got a hold of that leg.
Yep.
Now he drops to the double. Goes to the double.
Job.
Uses his head as a lever. He gets
step
leverage.
Across.
Good job there by Gallagher, grabbing the back foot, but with a minute, 2 seconds to go, I think it's going to be a takedown, and it is. Good job there by Skylar DeYoung. He got in there with the head inside, and I said if he could get that thing to a double leg, and with a little bit of manipulation, he did, and that was a nice single to a double textbook for Skylar DeYoung, now leading 2-1, riding Jackson Gallagher here in the second period with 41 seconds left.
Well, DeYoung with one of the more impressive wins of the entire tournament. Got taken to his back in the first 15 seconds of that first round in his first matchup today. Got taken to his back, somehow come off of it, was trailing 5-0, and then fights back and runs off 6 straight points.
Well, completely controlled the match after that 5-point move.
I tell you what, I'm looking through my binoculars at this Gallagher kid from Bettendorf, and that kid is a stick. There is nothing on that kid besides skin and bones. Very tall, lanky, 126-pounder, and I don't know what his body fat is, but it can't be much. I bet he'd sink like a rock if you threw him in the pool.
2-1 here. Skylar DeYoung with the lead for Oskaloosa, trying to get the win to get to the finals tomorrow night. And they're going to go off the edge of the mat. How awesome would it be to get a
Hey, that was the end of the
first
period.
Final.
That was a great period for Skylar DeYoung.
Here we
he
go.
He gets the takedown after the escape. So he'll start in the down position, has a chance to move his lead to 3-1 with an escape here at 126 pounds. Skylar DeYoung wanting to punch his ticket to the finals tomorrow night here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, Bettendorf's staying busy. They got a Paul Glenn of Bettendorf in the 132-pound semifinal. I think they've had 20, 26, 32. He's going against Nate Sands of Waverly Shell Rock.
Yeah, Bettendorf, always a powerhouse, them and Southeast Polk. Seems like every year between them, sometimes Waverly Shell Rock puts a good team together. Here we go. Nice job there by DeYoung.
Nice job.
Gets a stand-up.
He's going to maybe get this into a reversal, and he's good.
He does. It's a reverse cross. That's a 4-point to 1-point advantage for Skylar DeYoung, and Gallagher just hung on a little bit too long. Didn't want
to
give up
his. He's trying to get the cradle in. He's going to lock the cradle.
Nope. He's locked it up. He's got the cradle locked up. Glances over the clock, sees how much time he's got, realizes that he's got plenty. Gets off of it now, bars the arm on the left side. Puts a deep waist in on the right. Right arm all the way around the waist of Jackson Gallagher.
I can tell you what, DeYoung is going to give you everything he's got every time he's out there. You're not going to see him slow down. He's going to continue to try to score. Even watching this last minute, he's going to try to find a way to turn this young man.
He's got the chicken wing in on the left side. If he can get off the hips there and bar the arm. But, man, that Gallagher kid has got a big, long leg that he uses. He posts it against that chicken wing, and it will be a blood timeout, stop in the action. But Gallagher, with those big, long, skinny legs, pushes out on a post.
Seconds away. To get to the finals.
The championship. And that will be tomorrow night, folks. We'll bring you all the matches live. Get a lot of folks that you can watch it on TV if you want. Get a lot of people say that they like watching it on TV and listening to it on the radio.
And we will talk really slow so that we don't get ahead of the television. Does that sound like a good idea, guys?
I don't think we're going to be able to hold back. But that's at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. They'll have the grand march, and then they'll have the finals. They'll only have 3 mats out here, and they'll go through them class by class.
Well, in the other semifinal match that DeYoung is going to be wanting to keep an eye on is Sam Utoff of Cedar Rapids Prairie versus Nolan Hellickson. Nolan Hellickson's undefeated, been number one all year, and he leads that by a score of 8-4. I talked to Coach Graham up at the CIML tournament. I said, what are you doing up here, scouting the Tumwa? Or I said, what's going on? He said, I'm here to watch one match. And I said, oh, yeah, who's that? He said, Hellickson.
Well, Skylar DeYoung gives up the escape at the edge of the mat. That makes the score 4-2. 4-2 with 48 seconds to go. Really good blowout move there by Jackson Gallagher.
Gallagher found a little extra energy after that blood timeout.
Now, Gallagher in on double. Nice job sprawl there by Skylar DeYoung. Skylar DeYoung now stretches out Gallagher, and that's doing something, that tall, lanky body. Gallagher in on the single leg. Went from a double to a single. Now a cross face by DeYoung. Now near the edge of the mat. DeYoung still fighting off this single leg attempt. There's only 27 seconds left. DeYoung trying to get behind. He's going to. And there's a 2-point takedown for DeYoung on a cross face.
That should seal it.
A 4-point lead with 20 seconds to go. A really hard cross face in there by Skylar DeYoung.
15.
Put that bone on the forearm into the nose of Gallagher.
Hold on, Oskaloosa.
And he will advance. It's 10 seconds
and counting. Him on Oskaloosa. You're going to get the
five.
First Southern Iowa semifinalist to go to the finals.
Here
two.
We go. He's in.
How about that?
He's in.
Tyler DeYoung, or Skylar DeYoung, 44-1, the senior, to the finals tomorrow night.
He leaps off the mat, both hands in the air.
He points to the fans over there in section 105, making their way from Oskaloosa. What a feeling that has to be for that young man down there.
He's going
to,
well, now he's got to go sign his card. He's got to, that takes some of the fun out of it. Man, forget signing that card. Go jump in your coach's arms. Give him the smacks, hugs, all that good stuff. Right there, you see it.
Oh, man, what a great match there for Skylar DeYoung. Couple of takedowns in the second and third period. Seal it for him. Great effort there for Skyler DeYoung.
He will be taking on Nolan Hellickson of Southeast Polk. He won his match 8-4. Looking at some of the other semifinal matches, we got at 120 pounds still, Grant Stotts and Aram in the second overtime with the 1-1 score. And 132-pound semifinal, Glenn leads Sands by a score of 3-2 with 50 seconds left in the third.
Well, gentlemen, Gallagher from Bettendorf, he brought those shots, 5 double-leg attempts. But the sprawl outs, the last 4 points that DeYoung was able to get were those counters off of those double-leg shots there.
Joe's talking about the stick, you know, the big, long, lanky kid. But
they're hard to wrestle. Those kids are hard to wrestle.
Well, Skyler's he's not short. He's a tall kid, too, but he's put together pretty well.
Yeah. Well, he will be a finalist tomorrow night. And how amazing when these 8 mats become 3, and he's going to be on one of those 3 hollowed mats tomorrow night. Skyler DeYoung from Oskaloosa.
And we're moving through the Class 3A semifinals here and this consolation rounds. We've got matches of interest coming up. We got Tanner Hawker out there from Fort Madison. I know some of the Atumwa folks might be interested in his match. That's a consolation match. He's up against Kyle Briggs from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Briggs on top of that one right now, 1-0 in the second period.
The 132-pound final just come to a close. Paul Glenn of Bettendorf defeated Nate Sands by a score of 3-2. And we're still in the overtime match here at 120. We may be on 152 before this match gets over.
That's Grant Stoss from West Des Moines Valley and Noah Adram from Linmar Marion. So pretty good contest there.
Yeah, that's the third overtime. So this should go to the ultimate tiebreaker.
Now they're showing the score.
2-1.
Stotts 2-1, but they're still adjusting it. And they, we got one more overtime period to go here.
So, yeah, probably the 4 seconds. This is the sixth.
Yeah.
The sixth period.
1A fans that are listening in, your 1A
Stotts wins.
Consolation rounds will come up here in just a moment after we finish these 3A semifinal and third round consolation matchups, and then 1A will follow. Again, 2A tonight for the semifinal contest and their third round consolations beginning at 7:30, 8:45. We'll be back here with 1A action to finalize this long day of wrestling here, day number 2. Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament.
Now, looking at this, that overtime match that just ended, the Stotts, that won in the triple overtime, that's the kid that Drew Sams lost to in sudden victory the first round.
That's how close.
Absolutely.
That is how close. Well, we're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and we'll get to your 145 and 152 contest as we keep moving along here, setting up tomorrow night in Class 3A in this 3A semifinal round. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament live from Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats and high fidelity. Don't go anywhere.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
Hi, my name is Becky Perdue, operation technician at Cargill Eddyville. I enjoy working at Cargill because we give back to our communities. If you're looking for a rewarding career that you can take pride in, then please apply today by going online to cargill.com/careers, job posting number EDD00883. We are currently accepting applications for operation technicians. These are 12-hour rotating shifts with a starting pay of $19.47 an hour.
Cargill is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
You've got heavy-duty jobs to do. That's why the premium John Deere 3R and 4R series compact utility tractors are for you. Machines built for tough chores. You'll appreciate the comfort and control on these premium John Deere tractors that let you get more done in the day. Visit your local dealer and see how John Deere quality feels, making your work easier. That's how we run, and nothing runs like a Deere. Visit online at SinclairTractor.com. Sinclair Tractor, striving to earn your business every day.
And we're back here at Wells Fargo Arena for the 2015 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. It is semifinal action in Class 3A, along with the 3A consolation matches. And we're working our way through here, these 45-pound matches. We've got a couple 38-pounders out there grappling. And got a little break in the action here, and we got some entertainment for you. This is an interview that we'll set it up for you here. It was Joe Millage last year, and Scotty's got it queued up for us, and we like to call this interview the elevator lady. So, Scotty, take her away.
I'm here, Jason and Joe, in a box. What is it, a 6x6 box? And I'm stuck with Rosemary Moreland. You've been in this box for how long? 10 hours today?
At least.
She's actually, Jason and Joe, our elevator operator that gets us up and down to the broadcast suites. And Rosemary, you're doing a fine job. Do they let you do anything in here? You're pushing the buttons for us.
I'm a button pusher.
You're what?
I'm a button pusher.
And you're a fine one. And where are you guys going? Down to one?
They're going to one.
All right. Well, Mary, do they let you read?
Oh, yeah, but I can't read and talk to you people.
It almost sounded like you couldn't. You said you couldn't read.
Oh, I can read. I just can't read and push my buttons.
All right. Well, so it doesn't get boring in here?
No.
You sure have seen a lot of people, haven't you?
Yeah, and you guys are all in here entertaining me.
Well, that's good. 10 hours a day in the elevator, sitting on a chair, pushing buttons.
At least, yeah.
Wow.
Some days more.
And it never gets old?
No, no, no. I love my job.
Well, bless your heart. She's got a nice set of flowers on here from what, Valentine's Day?
No, that's the signing lady that does the anthem. Shush gives me her flowers every year after she leaves.
Well, bless her heart. All right, everybody loves you. Thanks for taking us. You've had more vertical mileage than horizontal mileage, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I can't go that horizontal.
How many times a day do you think you go up and down this elevator?
I have no idea.
If you were to guess.
I couldn't even guess. I go up and down all day.
It's Rosemary Moreland, guys, back to you in the booth.
And that was the elevator lady. And I hope we get a good interview with what I'm going to call the door guard. We've got a great door guard here. 91-year-old gentleman, World War II veteran, fought the Japanese in Asia. So some great people up here at Wells Fargo. They all love wrestling. They're all here helping out. And like we alluded to earlier, great staff keeping things rolling here. Got a good matchup down here on mat number 5. That's Freddie Stroker. He is trying to get his ticket punched to another state championship. He leads 5-0 over Max Spots from Mason City. Stroker, of course, the outstanding wrestler from Bettendorf. You got Josh Davis, 49-0 on the year. He's up against Briar Dittmer. Dittmer from Southeast Polk, 27-6 on the year, and it's Des Moines East's Josh Davis covering Dittmer to start the second period. They're scoreless in that one. And Coach Cochran, what did we just have happen down here on mat number 4? That was a semifinal match between Daniel Kelly from Cedar Falls and Keegan Shaw from Southeast Polk, and Kelly from Cedar Falls with the win. So Daniel Kelly from Cedar Falls will be a finalist in 138 pounds, class 3A.
And looking
tomorrow
at the
night.
Other 132 pounds, that Michael Zachary, who Nathan Carey lost to 11-2 in the quarterfinals, he punched his ticket to the finals, beating Nevels from Pleasant Valley. So, you know, we've wrestled some tough opponents in the guys that we've looked at. Like I said, we said Stotts, Sam's got beat by him by sudden victory. He's in the finals. Zachary's in the finals. 138, you got Wigner versus Kelly. And we're on the 145, 152-pound semifinal matches now.
We got Nick Oddie from Fort Madison. He's in a consolation match. He's got a tough draw there. That's Seth Walker from Waverly Shell Rock. Walker is ahead of that one, 6-0 going into the third period. So if you're paying attention to the Fort Madison wrestling, that's the results.
Well, checking out this Josh Davis match, and we've talked about him a little bit earlier. He's got a signature move, and basically he wants to kind of snap you down, get you in a front headlock, and throw you to back and pin you. And that's really been his signature thing. Southeast Polk kid, who has been pinned by Davis earlier this year, has done a nice job of staying out of that.
Yeah, but right there, Dittmer from Southeast Polk scores the takedown to make the score 3-0. So Josh Davis from Des Moines East, undefeated coming into this 152-pound match. He's got 13 seconds left to get off of his stomach in the second period, or he's going to be trailing 3-0 going into the third and deciding period.
Well, I can't remember whose choice it is, but if it's his choice, I'm assuming he's going to go on his feet. And it doesn't matter if he's down by 10. He can end it. He's a strong, he's physical, really gets after it. No, he chose to go down. That surprised me. I figured he'd go on his feet and
must think he's going to be able to bust out of here. And we'll keep it with you here, folks, at 3A, 152 pounds. Josh Davis, Des Moines East, 0. Briar Dittmer from Southeast Polk, 3. Now there's a stand-up by Davis. And now Davis tries a whizzer. He stands up, puts a whizzer in, and he whizzers himself right off the mat. And if he could have turned that thing in, I think Davis might have been able to work that thing for an escape or more.
Well, he's got to find a way to get out here. A minute 50 remaining.
There's a sit-out switch, and then a re-switch, and then a switch around, and an escape. 3-1.
Yep, right where he wants to be.
Well, there's a minute and 38 seconds left in that one. That's a championship side match, on the consolation side match there at 152. Nick Oddie from Fort Madison trails now 8-2. 17 seconds left in that one. So it will be Seth Walker going for fifth place points, and Nick Oddie goes down to the bottom.
So you see Dittmer here just trying to do a nice job staying away, staying out of that tie. You don't want to tie up with Dittmer. Now officials getting on Dittmer. I don't know if he was poking him in the eye or what, but
the old Woodbury. I think that's what they call that now, the Woodbury. Saw a really neat T-shirt some entrepreneur in Iowa City put together, and it had the logo that you would see from the university, the official logo for the University of Iowa, and then it had a finger coming out of it, and it said at the bottom, "Poke Eyes." Some
you'd find that humorous, wouldn't
you? That was on the front. On the back of it, it said, "Because Fran said so."
Davison trying to get in on a shot.
And Davison here on a shot.
30 seconds left. He trails by two.
They're going to go off the mat. No, turn back in. Davis keeping the pressure on, but he's down to 28 seconds left, trailing 3-1 against Briar Dittmer from Southeast Polk. Now he's trying to get his hips under him, keeping the pressure on. 20 seconds to go. There's a double leg there. He's in deep, and he trips and gets the 2 point. No, off the mat. They call it off the mat with 14 seconds to go. Davis bringing the pressure here at 152 pounds, and a couple of really cut 52-pounders here in Class 3A. Now Dittmer with a bulldog move. Sprawl there by Dittmer. Now Dittmer gets separation. There's 6 seconds to go. Davis out of gas. Nothing left in the tank now. He left it all on the mat. 3-1. So it'll be Briar Dittmer from Southeast Polk. Takes down Josh Davis. First loss on the season for Davis.
You can see the disappointment in Davis' eyes, but what a respectable young man. You know, first loss, takes his leg bands off, shakes the gentleman's hand.
All right, we're going to have a match coming up for you here pretty soon at 170. I believe John Mullaney is going to be taking the mat. It'll be the next available mat, I do believe. Keep our eyes peeled here for you folks. People
try to give you the 145.
Listening in with interest. It'll be mat number 8. It'll be Edel from Marshalltown against John Mullaney, the man with the Appanoose County roots. That'd be a Mystic Centerville roots there.
So your 145-pound matchup in Class 3A is going to be Aaron Meyer of Southeast Polk against Freddie Stroker of Bettendorf.
That is going to be a barn burner. Absolute barn burner.
I believe Stroker's looking for his third state title. Committed to the University of Minnesota.
The Stroker's only loss on the year was to Max Thompson.
Max Thompson.
Right? Yeah. Max Thompson trying to be a four-timer. Stroker is, how many's he got right now?
I think this is, he's going for his third.
Going for his third. All right, Cedar got, Falls out here on mat 6.
152, you got the semifinal. Marcus Coleman of Ames leads Matt Malcolm of Glenwood by a score of 7-4.
All right, 170-pounders shake their hands. It's Mullaney from Iowa City West, Edel from Marshalltown. Mullaney with a duck under, gets in on a single leg on the outside. Edel tries to put the whizzer in, but Mullaney elevates, gets off to a double. And now has his hands around the hips. There's still no score. Mullaney's still in on the single leg. Really heavy hips there by Edel. Now Edel trying to whiz her out of the single leg by Mullaney. Mullaney now off the mat. Pulls him back on. Out of bounds circle. Definitely a factor right here. And we are now Mullaney stretched out. Mullaney stretched out. Got his stomach on the mat. Edel making Mullaney work real hard on what appeared to be a really good shot. Now we're off the mat. So we'll reset it with 1:09 to go. And that was a 50-second flurry that took a lot of energy for both wrestlers. But with Mullaney head down on the mat there for the last 20 seconds of it, see how he responds coming back to the center.
Now you can appreciate Josh Edel's had a good year. we Atumwa wrestles them. They're in our CIML and everything. We see them a couple times during the year, but I really like their coach, and you'll appreciate this. Their coach is Mike Mann, who is an All-American for Iowa State.
From Marshalltown.
From Marshalltown.
Yep. He was there while I was there.
I was going to say he's got some age on him, but yeah. I guess.
his sister, Darla Mann, lived in the same dormitory that I lived in, so we'd see him there once in a while. He'd be visiting his sister.
Fantastic gentleman.
Oh, we got all kinds of celebrities up here now. All kinds of celebrities. All right, right now at 170 pounds, it's a scoreless tie between Josh Edel from Marshalltown and John Mullaney from Iowa City West. The match that we're following right here, it's a consolation match. Edel on his feet, 15 seconds left. Good separation between the two wrestlers right now. Looks like neither one of them is going to try to do anything here until the second period commences, so that's what we'll have. It'll be a scoreless tie going to the second period, 0-0 at 170, Edel and Mullaney.
Well, Mullaney chooses down, start the second period.
Boys, we're moving right along here.
Need Mullaney to score the first set of points here in case you go to that tiebreaker. He's up to his feet. Edel picks up the leg, trips him back to the mat. Mullaney tries to regain his base.
140 left to go here in the second period. John Mullaney, Iowa City West. Nothing score. Edel really working hard, riding them hips hard, coach.
Yeah, he's staying in great position.
How about this one? Four-time All-American Chad Zappel is there today watching his relation Mullaney wrestle. That on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line.
That's his uncle.
Yes, sir. Four-timer.
Uncle Chad, he beat on his, yeah, we'll say John's uncle Chad beat on me several times in the wrestling room. I was very fortunate, I guess, to say I wrestled behind him for 3 years.
Mullaney hits a good stand-up here and gets his escape. He now leads 1-0, minute 14 to go here in the second period. On the edge of the mat, out of bounds. Going to reset it back to the center.
Isn't it amazing the bloodlines? You know, you get a family and they just genetically or the disposition for a specific sport and athleticism and Zapital. Cochran.
I didn't get that genetic.
That's not true. I remember covering you, buddy. I think I even coached you in basketball 1 year.
I doubt that.
Well, here's the crazy thing is, if I knew where Chad was at right now, I could probably take him out there. I could let him wrestle the 145-pound semifinals, and I guarantee you he'd win it.
Yeah, what four-timer.
The guy is still in fantastic shape. Yeah, four-time All-American at Iowa. Three-time national runner-up.
Laney in on a deep single-leg shot here. Edel doing a good job of sprawling it off. And off the edge of the mat, we're going to go. 30 seconds left to go here in the second period. Iowa City West, John Mullaney leads 1-0. Edel on a quick shot here.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see John get a takedown here to take a 3-0 lead because you know Edel's going to choose down.
Yeah.
We're going to be back in that situation where it's 1-1. Takedown's going to win it.
Yep. Mullaney got a front collar tie here. In on a quick single leg shot. He's got it elevated. Working it on the edge of the mat. Edel does a great job of sprawling out, though, right on the edge of the out-of-bounds circle.
Well, your 160-pound finalist set's going to be Dayton Racer of Bettendorf, officially of Apple Valley. He'll be taking on Bryce Steyert of Waverly Shell Rock. That should be a Donnybrook of a match. 50-1 Steyert against Racer, and Racer is 40-3.
Mullaney.
Second period comes to a close. 1-0 Mullaney.
Here it is, third and final period.
Edel chooses down.
170 pounds.
Does it come down where can Mullaney ride him out or find a way to turn him, or is he going to get the escape and we need a takedown to go? Caution on Mullaney. Jump the gun a little bit.
Well, let the coach come out of you. What would you be instructing from the corner?
Well, you'd like to see him just ride him out, but the last thing you want to do is, you know, if you ride him out for, say, a minute 50 to give up that takedown with 10 seconds left, a lot of times, yeah, you're just almost better off. Hey, let him go. Let's get the takedown, seal the deal.
And that's what Mullaney does. 13 seconds into this third and final period. A chance for Mullaney to wrestle for a third-place finish here, but he's got to get the job done against Josh. Is it Edel or Idol?
I don't know. Edel?
Edel. Yeah, that was the third option, too.
Until somebody corrects us, we'll say Edel.
Edel from Marshalltown. He's just a junior. Mullaney, 26 wins on the season. And before coming to the tournament, only had one loss. What a season he's had. What a career that young man's had. John Mullaney, Iowa City West. Tied at one here. Minute 23 to go.
Like I said, we're talking, I think I was talking to Joe, and you know, we talked about he's going to walk on and play football at Iowa. And he's not a very big guy, but... His grandpa Joe told me he set the record for the all-time sack leader in Iowa City West and set the most for one game. Had 25 tackles in one game. He said just an animal on the football field. And he's a three-time all-state, three-sport all-state at Iowa City. Now, you think in Iowa City West, a lot of those guys, they play one sport. They don't play multiple sports a lot of times. So for him to be a three-sport all-state, incredible.
That's doing something. That's
an athlete.
John Mullaney trying to get the win for Iowa City West. Josh Edel of Marshalltown, 173rd round consolation. This matchup will set up our semifinal finals, or our 3A consolation finals. 52 seconds to go. Still tied at one here. Mullaney with an underhook trying to find a way to get a score here with the final 40 seconds. At the edge of the mat, here comes the throw attempt being put on by Edel.
Well, here's the match I've been waiting for. Over here, Isaiah Cox of Ottumwa.
There you
taking
go.
On Chance Carey of Pleasant Valley, a 39-14 junior. Cox needs to win this to advance to the consolation semifinals. Still give him the opportunity to come back and wrestle for the third-place match.
You think about he's been able to really bounce back, Coach, after that getting pinned in his first contest. Let's see if he can't get the win right here and get a chance for a third-place finish. Cox tied up with Carey.
Looks like he's got his knee wrapped up, which he hasn't had previously.
Do they have enough tape to get that thing wrapped up? Well, over the mass of his muscles.
If he flexes, it may tear. It may rip off.
Who needs a scissor?
Good thing those singlets stretch.
Mullaney in a blood timeout over here. 39 seconds to go. Final 39 seconds. John Mullaney. Josh Edel of Marshalltown going at it. Here's a shot by Edel. Mullaney takes a step back. Now grabs onto Edel. Trying to arm wrestle for some positioning here. A drop down. An ankle pick. Mullaney loses the ankle. He's dropped down. Nearly had it. But Edel, so tough on his feet. Backed up. Got away from it. 22 seconds and counting. Here's a shot in there by Mullaney. 19 seconds right at the edge of the mat. And they're going to go off the edge of the mat. Let's get back to Isaiah Cox.
Well, Isaiah got, they went out of bounds. He was getting ready to get a takedown. They went out of bounds. They come back. Carey gets a shot in, nice deep shot. Gets a takedown on Cox. So Cox finds himself as they go out of bounds, trailing 2-0 with 50 seconds left.
Final 10 seconds here at 170. Mullaney tied at one here. Here's a shot by Edel, and he drops down again. Mullaney, with 2 seconds, is going to find himself going into sudden victory. Why not?
We've seen several of them today.
Yes, we have.
Watch that match the last few seconds. Mullaney in regulation. Doing a really good job getting his hand in the face of Edel on those shots. Really good hand-to-face control there for Mullaney to stop that.
Sudden victory. Here's a deep single leg. Can he elevate?
He's got stretched out now, and that is tough to be stretched out in on a single leg. If he's on the double, it might be a little better, but he's got that ankle underneath of him, and he's in trouble.
Edel's got the ankle. Mullaney's
in trouble.
Have to hold on here. Find a way to get out of this.
He's got to hang on to that leg and hope for a stalemate. That's the best thing that can happen for Mullaney right here is a stalemate.
30 seconds. Mullaney trying to hold on to get the stalemate here. And they give the takedown.
Give the two, and that was tough. A shot there by Mullaney, a little bit too far out, got stretched out, and tough loss there for John Mullaney.
Back to Isaiah Cox of Ottumwa. He trails 2-0 here.
It kind of got
2 seconds
trouble,
ago, first period.
He give up a one count, got it back, give up another one count, and they went out of bounds, so he kind of saved himself from giving up some back points. But 2 seconds left here in the first period. First period ends.
John Mullaney still with a chance to wrestle for a fifth-place finish. He's going to be on the podium.
All right, we got Isaiah Cox out there. trailing
seventh place
2-0.
Carey chooses down.
Chance Carey from Pleasant Valley is a junior, 39-14 on the year. And Isaiah Cox seems like he really brings the action in the last half of the match. Really like the way he wrestles. There's a sit out and a switch, a 2-point switch for Chance Carey. He was cat quick on that sit out, and Cox was not able to grab the trailing arm on that sit out to the right. He just missed that left arm by a fraction, and it was a cat quick switch for Chance Carey. So Carey with the 4-0 lead now, and Isaiah Cox broken down now. Ooh, and a corkscrew here, and Butcher turned into a corkscrew, and Isaiah Cox is going to be a victim here of back points, and he's going to have to twist out of that, or it's going to be tight.
Oh.
And it is. It's a pin for Carey. Wow. That was a I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either.
Well, Cox will have a chance. Him and Mulaney both will be with an opportunity to wrestle for a seventh place finish.
So the Bulldogs got two going for seventh and eighth.
Again, they're on the podium. That is doing something.
Absolutely, and that's one of the main reasons we decided to move Isaiah up to 95. You know, you got Donovan Doyle and Dakota Shaw. I think they're both going to place here in, I guess here. We've got Donovan Doyle right now wrestling Rocky Lombardi of West Des Moines Valley, who I know that Rocky Lombardi, Isaiah Cox pinned him earlier in the season. So Doyle should win this match.
1A is about to take the mats in their consolation round. And then later on, we're going to have the 2A semifinals and the third round consolations of 2A. And at 8:45, our nightcap. 1A semifinals and their third round consolation. So we will, when we go off the air tonight, we will know the finals for tomorrow night. And one of the highest rated sporting events, according to ESPN, and the entire world, and that is the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament.
Great action here from Wells Fargo Arena, as always.
ESPN did a nice story on the high school, on the state tournament there. I think it was 2012, I believe, had a nice little write-up.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of great things that happen here in Des Moines at a national and international level. You got the state fair. You know, we're first in the nation on that what do they call that thing where you vote? Election. That election deal, yeah.
The straw poll that we have, the caucus. The what always takes place during the this summer. We're going to have the straw poll that goes on up at Ames.
Yeah, whatever that thing.
Yeah, that
is.
Thing, you know? Yeah. That one thing.
But no,
this
is a good broadcast the election right here. It's a great place to be here in Iowa.
Wells Fargo Arena, guys, you know, it's really taken on here. It took a while to really get out of the ambience that once was a Veterans Auditorium. But this place really has filled up and has become a great place to broadcast for sure, a much more comfortable place to broadcast. But this has really now become home to Iowa State High School Wrestling.
It sure has. And, you know, there are a lot of nostalgics that preferred what we had over at Veterans Memorial Auditorium. And I think, Kevin Cochran, you're probably one of those folks. But for the fans, it's probably a little better venue. Yep. And
you mean this is a better venue than the other?
Oh, for the fans. For the fans.
Oh, I mean,
more space to roam.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
Seats with cushions instead of hardbacks.
You know,
you never sat down at Vets.
That's
true.
And you need a headset.
You're always moving.
At Vets, because if you didn't have a headset to try, that place was so. This is loud.
Plenty of parking.
But it
didn't compare to Vets.
Yeah. Hey, Jay Mills back with us. What you been up to here, Joe, up here in the broadcast booth?
Well, you turned me on to this guy that's guarding our door. Interesting guy. I got an interview with him. I don't know if you have time later, but you should hear it. This is.
Well, we're
91-year-old guarding our door here in the press row on the suite side. And, interesting story.
Real nice guy, the guardian of the booth. And when we come back, we'll meet the guardian of the booth right here on your sports leader, KIC.
At the Albia Brewing Company, we specialize in pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, specially made handcrafted beers.